You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 802, 803 now on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You got any questions for Lance? Or we're less than 11 hours away now. Less than 11 hours away from the NFL draft. So this is Chris. Lance is going to open up all his draft presents tonight.
So at 9 o'clock.
He's been wrapping them up.
At 9 o'clock, I'm going to go through Texans. No, we'll do it tomorrow. Dell and I will do it tomorrow. And maybe you.
Maybe.
Are you going to be around?
Maybe if it's 90% chance of rain tomorrow. So,
hey, the show's only 4 to 6. So see, no.
Oh, it is? No, what now?
Yeah.
4 to 6?
4 to 6.
And we're covering draft. We're covering the draft,
and it'll lead us right into the second round and third. Total. We'll have that on the station as well.
That's a two-hour day. I can do it drunk, too.
This is how good Charlie is. When he's scheduling days off, when we used to be at 790, if there were days that would coincide with, you know, spring baseball or whatever, starting at a time where it's
going to
be a
one-hour show, one-and-a-half-hour show.
Well, that ain't a vacation show.
I know. I got to come in tomorrow. But I'm going to be drinking all morning. That'll be fine. I can still do a show.
If you play, how are you going to play? David Tillman told me there's
going to
be floods.
We'll be drinking more if we don't play.
Oh, because David Tillman told me there's going to be floods tomorrow.
No floods.
Yeah, chance of floods.
No, yeah.
I heard that on Channel 13.
It never floods at Pine Forest.
Maybe Channel 13 doesn't have good information.
No, Channel 13 is always dead on. But it never floods at Pine Forest, sir. Okay? So just stop already with the floods.
This will be an interesting night. I mean, you might be drunk. Lance might be dead on his feet. Mm-hmm. I certainly will be thrilled because I'm going to be running that show from 4 to 6. And then, you know how I'm going to spend my Friday night? Listening to whoever's running the show on ESPN National, because I'm running the draft. Aaron's going to do tonight.
And then you're doing tomorrow?
Aaron's got a rough one. He's got to do tonight, and then he's got to wake up and then show up for the morning show.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Poor Aaron. Wait. He has to work till 10 and then get up in the morning?
Well, 10:30 at a minimum.
How's he going to do it?
It's difficult,
oh,
John.
Oh, soft. You guys, y'all are soft.
What?
Today. We used to work back in the day. We would go all working. Look at Lance. Work until 3 in the morning, and then he's going to get up and work again in the morning.
No, he's
I
not.
Had to do that. I tell you the day, I got like an hour and a half sleep with Deshaun, and I had to do a show in California, a 6 a.m. show, Houston time, which meant it was 4 a.m. California time. I was the crankiest radio that I have ever done in my entire life, and it wasn't even close. We're not soft. That's why Moderna strengthened us even more now.
Yeah, sure. That's right. Sure. Let's get Chris in here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on? I have two questions. The first question, living in a perfect world where we still had our number 6 pick and, not number 6, but whatever
three,
pick you have.
Three pick.
And, three. And Deshaun Watson didn't want to trade. I mean, yeah, he didn't request a trade or anything. What player did you see us picking? And the second question is, I'm going to butcher his last name, so I'm going to not just say it, but Israel, I believe he played for South Carolina. He's very long or whatever.
Yeah, the Nigerian corner.
What do you see a good fit for him and his qualities and whatnot?
So that's interesting you bring his name up, because I think he's a guy that's a potential fourth rounder for the Texans. Long-limbed player with – I'm trying to see where I have him currently. I'm pretty sure I have him in the fourth round. His name is Israel Mukua. Del, how do you say it, Del? You're Nigerian. How do you say this?
Yeah, Del.
Mukuamu is how it is.
I know it's how to say Italian names.
I'm not going to help you.
Israel Mukuamu is his name, and I think he's kind of a developmental player, but I'll read up what I had on him. That's an interesting name you bring up, though. A rangy cornerback with a unique combination of size and length. Could allow him to play outside or match up over tight ends. 2020 tape was a little disappointing. May cause teams to fine-tune their assessment of scheme fit. He has a strength and tools in press man, but leggy transitions and modest recovery burst diminish his margin for error against the release. His wingspan makes him a human skyscraper, and he can hassle the passing lane in cover two and fluster deep ball attempts in cover three. So, really, he's more of It depends on how Lovie Smith calls this, but if he's more of a cover two corner like he's been in the past, that actually could be a really good fit. That's a good name for you to bring up. That could be a really good fit in day two, like in the fourth round for the Texans. So name to keep an eye on for sure. It's one of the guys I was going to put on the list.
Here's a pretty good question from PJ. He said, wouldn't it make more sense for the Falcons to go wide receiver instead of tight end to replace Julio? And no one's saying Chase or Waddle, and the Falcons just paid Hurst and have a full tight end room. I guess Pitts is a generational guy.
With Pitts,
but
you
Chase can also be.
I got no problem with them taking Chase. So Pitts gives them a big target like Julio. You know, another big target. Remember now, he runs in the 4.4s. So it gives you a big target that you can play in the slot, you can play in line, or you can play outside. All of a sudden, he's a huge matchup concern because he's 6'6". So if you're too slow, he'll go run by you. If you're too small, he'll beat you with his physicality and ball skills. So that's why everyone's saying Pitts. But in reality, Ja'Marr Chase would be perfectly fine in Atlanta. He allows you to move Julio Jones.
Yeah.
I have no problem. I think that's a very reasonable thing. I don't see any reason why the Falcons shouldn't be considering either one of those guys. And for me, I would not – unless I could trade back to number 7. No, okay, so if you like Surtain, trade back to see if 9 will do something with you. Or see if a team, you know, inside – you don't want to fall too far because they need cornerback help. But if you're Atlanta, I just think Ja'Marr Chase and especially Kyle Pitts have a chance to really be special. You just don't want to pass up that special for, so you can move back and get your hands on J.C. Horn. I don't know. That's me. My dad once told me he fought for, he didn't want them trading up for, who's that stiff, the guy from Tony, they were talking about trading up for Tony Mandrich, the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. And my dad didn't want them to, and his whole thing was, he'd much rather, he goes, look, we can find tackles. I can coach. Guys who score tight ends are more, I mean, guys who score touchdowns are way more important than guys who don't.
Yeah.
If you score tight ends or if you score touchdowns or you keep teams from scoring touchdowns, if you're players who do that, that's the most important thing. Now, you might argue, well, it's J.C. Horn does. Not like Ja'Marr Chase, not like Kyle Pitts score touchdowns. Guys who score touchdowns are just more important,
yep.
Unless you're running back, and then you don't matter.
Yeah, no, you don't matter at all. John, let's get him in here. 713-780-3776. What's up, John?
Oh, not much. Hey, about a year ago, there was a guy, Washington State, I believe, Max Borgi. He was like, people had him like in the top 10 and running backs in college, it seemed like, for this draft. But he didn't play, or he got hurt. I'm not sure. He didn't play very many games this year, if any. And now he seems to be.
What's his name?
29. Max Borgi.
From Washington State.
The white guy?
The Washington State running back.
Yeah, he's like Christian McCaffrey last year, but now all of a sudden he's nowhere to
be seen. Well, are you sure he's in his draft, or did he go back? I didn't even see his name.
I thought he was going to stay in college, but now I saw on one list, I forgot what the site was, that he's going to be in the – it looks like he's going to be in the draft because they have him ranked for this draft. I didn't know if he was in or out. That's what I was going to ask you.
It looks like he's in because one of the Washington State sites is talking about him combining with another running back for a tandem. So he's, I mean, not in. He's out. He's still in college, I mean. He's not in the draft.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I guess
I was going to say, his name
there,
has not even come across my desk at all.
Plus, he's a white guy.
What does that have to do with anything?
Back.
Well, okay, tell it to Christian
McCaffrey.
We're
not going
to
do that. Guess what? Hurt, can't play, doesn't play.
Excuse you me? Think that's doing being white?
Excuse me? You were the one saying we must have Christian McCaffrey when Deshaun was going to get traded there.
Yeah.
You said more white running backs.
No.
I heard you say that during
a
break.
I've never in my life said we need more white running backs.
I feel like it's your credo.
No. How many times do I go, Gonzaga, too many white guys? No. How are they going
to
win?
That appeared to be a problem against Baylor.
Yeah, it was a real problem
Baylor. I think the phrase.
Iowa, too many white guys.
I'm being serious here. I think when people get called racist way too easy, people weaponize the phrase, like, he's a racist, because you have any opinion at all, or you even mention someone's race, he's a racist. However, with that said, I think it's important to mention that if you think there needs to be more white cornerbacks, you might be showing your ass a little bit.
Yeah.
You might say, we need more white corners. I'd tell you, I think you're looking to go back to a different time, well, yeah. a much different.
There's a white corner starting in the SEC.
Yeah, he's not great.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still a walk-on.
Where is he again?
Arkansas.
Yeah, oh, Arkansas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember that guy.
He has Bama bangs.
What the hell? I had to go look at his picture to see if there's anything that I wasn't really, you know, getting from the film. And I'm like,
He's white.
Seems like what it is.
I don't remember his name. I think it's number 17 or something.
That's
like
what
that.
You call a Band-Aid cornerback.
In college?
Band-Aid?
Yeah, it's kind of a Band-Aid corner until he can get his...
Wait a minute. They got until like Sam 12 Pittman, corners on
their
roster.
It's his Band-Aid corner until he can get his regular corners.
They got about
corners.
12 corners on their roster.
They must all have
Are you
COVID.
Sure he's a Band-Aid? They or he beat all... everybody out because of his skill?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did COVID really wipe out whole rosters at times last year? He could have been a COVID corner.
Yeah, there's
I call those COVID corners. Might have meant he was a tight end previously.
There's a good chance.
He started all the games.
Yeah.
Because of COVID, probably.
To opt-outs.
We don't know.
They had 14 corners opt-out. You don't know.
If you start saying, we need to get back to a time with more white corners, I would say,
that ain't happening. You know what we need to get back to a time to? Where you sell your car for the most you could possibly get, and that's what happens at John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. I'm telling you right here and now, my peeps over at GiveMeTheVIN.com are the best at giving you the most money that you can for your car. If you're going to sell your car, okay, you go to the dealership, and you okay, well, we want to trade it in. Listen, we could give you this much off on the trade-in. Okay, great. Wait a minute. I can get a lot more for my vehicle, but I want you to still give me that off on that new car I'm buying. Yeah, see, because I can get more from John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf gives me the most. He says, if you can't be the dealership, if you can't be CarMax, he's going to send you $100. So you get that final offer from the car dealership, and John Clay Wolf's going to go, I got more. Here's more. Okay? And if he can't beat it, he is going to give you $100. That's what John Clay Wolf does every single day. I mean, it's unbelievable. He's buying 800 to 1,000 cars a week. It's stupid. So all you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 816, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
Oh, yeah. So we got it set. It goes to 80% chance of rain starting at 3 a.m. tomorrow. 95, 94, 78, 71, 79, 84, 86, 80, 80. These are all hours, by the way. 87, 91, 76, 62, 50. Well, I'm just telling you.
Oh, I'll come in now.
There's a flood coming.
Guess what? I'll come in now.
You won't be able to make it in. You'll be flooded out.
No. Oh, I'll be able to make it in. I got the Expedition. Are you kidding me? That thing will go through anything. Guess what? We're taking off tomorrow morning, so chances are. I'll have a bunch of Coors Lights in me by the time I get here. So that's on you. 2 hours of work. Bing, bing, bing. Done. Thank you. Back to Coors Lights. Good night now. Yep. So you watch what you wish for. Watch what you wish for tomorrow, Lance. And see how appropriate I am working the afternoons. Okay?
I never wish for that.
Nope. 713-780-3776. Our Astros won last night. Astros won. They came from behind. The top of the order did nothing. If you would have told me that the first three guys in the order, Altuve, Brantley, and Bregman, were 0-13, and you scored 7 runs, that would have been almost impossible. No, honestly, that would have been impossible. So that was just awesome. And they came up with late runs, which they hadn't done this year, to come from behind. In the eighth inning, that hasn't happened this year. I mean, that's just awesome stuff. So that was a lot of fun. Got that job done. Jordan went on the IL, though. They didn't give any time frame on the IL. So that it's more than likely. It said health and health reasons, whatever, it's more than likely more COVID stuff with Yordan.
Health and safety,
yeah. So we'll see. Hopefully he's going to be able to get back soon, because Kyle Tucker in the cleanup hole is just not the most attractive thing.
No.
I mean, that's not exactly what I'm looking for out of a cleanup hitter. So it was a bit surprising to see Tucker in the four hole, but in the Yordan and then Carlos. Carlos, I guess, is set in the six hole. You had Miles Straw coming up with a couple of hits. Thank you. Can everybody get off his ass now? Because he's up to 228 now, hitting a ton. Like, he is 39 points above Tucker. And I don't hear y'all getting on Tucker, okay?
No, people crush Tucker.
Well, that too. He's 46 points over McCormick. He's like 1,000 points over Maldonado. So we can stop now.
Blame stop him. What?
Stop putting straw shaming.
You are one of the people who does this.
We're not going to do this. We're not calling this straw shaming.
That's you don't do it. How many times have you said if you're not going to hit, at least catch the ball?
Well, that's something.
Yeah, you were all in on Straw.
Oh, my God. You said murdering Straw.
No,
forever.
I love Straw.
You can't even catch a baseball.
Well, no.
Get him out of here.
I never said
F out of here.
I didn't say F out of here.
Yeah, you did. Off the air, probably.
No, a bunch of times, probably. You got to catch the ball, Straw. Okay,
see?
Catch the damn ball.
You said it uglier than that. Let's not pretend you're not the leader of the Straw Hate Brigade.
No. All of you can all nab what? Straw just said suck it.
So what happens if he goes hitless in his next game?
Huh?
What happens in a likely event he goes hitless in his next game?
Well, that's all right. He's still ahead of Maldonado.
That's
where's the machete hate?
You mean the Mal?
Oh, this is racist.
I think. 100.
Okay,
that
that's
guy
what it
we're
is.
Measuring him.
Oh,
against?
Because a white guy's fast. Now all of a sudden we got to get on his ass.
No, we're getting on his ass because allegedly he's a defensive specialist and he didn't even do that well.
I get the feeling right now through 24 games so far. The Astros are 13-11. That's their first win. Of the year when they've been trailing after the seventh inning. They're 1-6. So they got their first one, and that's something the Astros have been pretty good at in the past. But what do you get? Do you get a sense of what the Astros – there's no Fromber, so that obviously matters a great deal. I mean, he might be your best pitcher. Do you get a sense of who they are this year? Your first 25. Through my first 25, I would say good. I don't think great. I would say good. There's clearly some issues in the bullpen that I don't think are going to go away.
Well, a lot of the problems that they had, I mean, how many games did they go with all those five guys out of the lineup because of the COVID deal? And it's hard to get, you know, well, that lineup was a minor league lineup when Bregman and Altuve and Yordan were gone. I mean, that was just ridiculous. How are you going to win games there? But they went through lulls. Here's the deal. They started really great against Oakland. Then they really, really looked like crap. And now they look good again. And you know what? It's going to be somewhere in between there. Listen, you go two games over 500 every 24 games, and you're going to be a pretty good baseball team. You're going to be a really good baseball team. You're going to end up 12, 15 games over 500 in that neighborhood. That's going to be fine, and you're going to get you in the playoffs. They're in second place now. The division is pretty good. It's got better. The Rangers suck, but everybody else is pretty good. But Seattle can't not. Seattle, it just hates. The Astros are their dad. The Astros are their daddy. This is a pretty good baseball team. And if Fromber comes back?
Pretty good baseball team, but you've seen 17, you've seen 18, you've seen 19, you've seen 20. Obviously,
20 wasn't
is,
even a good.
20 is the least, except, you know, once you get in a postseason. But how comparable are they to 17, 18, and 19? I don't see them in the same regard. And I guess it's just because I know ultimately I don't have, for 19, I don't have Cole and Garrett. I mean, Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander. But I also think that it is, I mean, no George and having Miles Straw, that is just a really big deal. That's a really big deal in terms of your overall strength of your lineup. It was one of the strongest lineups we've seen in baseball history. What you've had over the last 4 years for the Astros. So I do get the sense that the back end of the lineup is it's going to be problematic. Machete is not getting the hits so far. Straw is not going to be a hitter. Like, it's not the same. It's not the same. And especially when Kyle Tucker's not hitting, you see, okay, I'm kind of spoiled. I'm used to there being seven hitters, sometimes eight hitters in the lineup if Josh Reddick was hitting the ball well. Now it's going to be, okay, more like six, and you'll have three that are going to be fairly easy outs now. It's been a while since we said that. Three easy outs. Sometime Carlos was an easy out. Sometime he wasn't even on the field. But so that's why I think, okay, the bullpen's not as good, and I know the lineup does not appear to be as good. So, I don't know. For me, I think it's good. I don't know that it's great. I think it's a lesser version of 17, 18, or 19 as a team. Well, 17, I say, just because, I mean, the starting pitching, that all changed with Justin Verlander. So that's kind of, the lineup was great. The pitching had issues. The bullpen had major issues. So I'm kind of remembering it differently just because they won a World Series. But 18 and 19, and especially 19, I think they're better than this version. I think they're going to be better than this version.
Yeah, because you had, I mean,
they're a World Series team.
Yeah, you had Verlander. That changes everything. Hopefully, Frauber will come back and be strong, and Greinke's going to be strong. Greinke's been good. This team has a chance to get to the ALCS again. They're that good. This team is that good. They looked like crap for about a week and a half. And now they're looking really, really good again. They got a break last night with the error by Evan White. But you know what? You got to take advantage of those. But you got to take advantage of it, and the Astros did. Sorry, you guys made an error. Oh, well. Sorry, Evan White. You suck. And you're not winning the Gold Glove this year, pal. Not with playing like that. Not with our team. Here's what's happening, though. It's funny. I'm reading an article here. You know how much the Astros valued under Jeff Luhnow. If you're a pitcher, guys swinging and missing.
Yeah.
And if you're a hitter, making contact.
Yeah.
Well, the Astros are definitely, they're one of the best teams in making contact this year.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros are getting that job done. You should see this nerd stuff that is on here, and this article is just unbelievable. But what they're not doing, the pitchers are not getting swings and misses. The Astros this year, okay, this season, the Astros as hitters, output has been quite potent, as evidenced by the runs scored, their fourth, sixth on on-base average, fifth on on-base average. The secret to the Astros' success at the plate has been making contact, making the right kind of contact. The balls that are hit between 8 and 32 degrees, the sweet spot percentage is around 600. Six out of 10 balls that are making contact with are going between 8 and 32 degrees.
That's neat stuff.
That is really good stuff. The Astros pitching staff. Pardon me?
You said it was neat stuff.
Yeah, it's neat. Oh. No, it's important.
How does it feel when somebody says neat stuff to you?
It's important stuff.
It's the kind of hits. For example,
no.
Look at you nerd out so hard.
No, I am nerding out. How about this? The Astros pitching staff off to an inauspicious start. Injuries aside, the group as a whole not missing a lot of bats, ranking 15th in whiff rate. That's not good.
No, not what you expect.
But they're getting a lot of lazy fly balls. Lazy fall. Apparently, they're a fly ball pitching staff, and a lot of it is lazy fly balls, which leads to a lot of good outs for our team. So just so you know, I mean, Brent Strom's not doing his job this year, apparently. I mean, I know we give, Brent Strom, everything else.
That's pretty neat about the fly ball stuff.
Well, whatever. It's neat stuff. I know.
Yeah.
I know it's neat stuff.
Just couldn't wait to use that on you. As soon as you started going into your FIPs and whips and zips and snappers and snips.
Well, listen.
I was like,
you want to see some
finally neat stuff?
How about this? They got X Bacon on here. B-A-C-O-N. The X Bacon is, honestly. There's a stat that's called X Bacon. It is, here it is, weighted on base average on contact. Mm. It's W-O Bacon. It's remarkable, actually. Astros pitching ranks 7th in expected weighted on base average on contact.
I tell you what,
man,
Analytics John is one of the worst Johns.
And that's I'm a numbers something.
Guy. There's drunk John and then there's analytics John. Two totally different guys.
I will tell you I hate both. But yeah. at least drunk John usually occurs off the air and not ruining the thing I actually
well, it
like
occurs
to do
on
for
the air, no. possibly.
Not as much as
that's more hungover John.
Yeah, it's not yeah, it's more hungover.
Well, it's more
John
like coasting to the it's tail end John.
Listen, I want to know what the Astros W O bacon is. No, the W.O. Bacon.
It's not a good joke.
Missing bats no, is the name of the game, but regularly inducing easy outs is the next best
yeah.
thing.
And that's
what we're doing
I
here.
I thought I was the numbers guy. I'm clearly not
You're
the
not.
Numbers guy.
Now, you're not the numbers guy.
Are
when
you hearing
look
yourself?
At this.
Are you hearing what you sound like?
I don't think he's
like?
Hearing it. Play it back for
no,
him
but,
when you get a chance.
No, but are you
hour.
Hearing what you sound like
Me?
When you go into it?
It's no, the mine same is thing. Good.
No,
like,
it's
mine
not.
Is stuff like
no.
on base percentage and batting average and when you have a chance to score runs, you've got to score them.
I don't want to listen.
There's a W.O. Bacon, which is weighted
what
on
what
base.
About maple
you know what
with
I like?
Average.
I like bacon.
I like maple.
Real bacon.
Maple
I like
bacon
with the pepper on
expected
it.
Expected yeah. weighted on base.
You know
is
what I like bacon
XW
on?
W
breakfast tacos
or burgers.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I like Maplewood bacon.
Mm. Yeah.
Well,
maple
like
bacon
my,
bars. On
I like
a,
my
on a donut.
Astros pitchers. With XWO bacon, because right now
we
it's the name of the game.
We had a legitimate draft call about Sewell versus Slater, and you want to talk
and you're
about
over here
XO
talking
bacon?
About fake
what are you
bacon.
Talking about?
All I'm talking about is 829 ESPN 97. Right.
We'll get
it's
back
information.
To
That's
we'll
what
get
I
back
get
to an important draft call and away from bacon. Bacon's important, but not your bacon.
Okay, information and a few laughs along the way.
Who laughed? Who?
I love that with guys. And we'll have a few laughs along
and
the way.
And a few laughs along the way.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Uh, 833 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. All you got to do is hang with us here. Andrew is here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Andrew?
How's it going, Lance, John, all the guys? Big fan from the show out in Connecticut. So love what you guys do. Just a little bit on Rashawn Slater and Sewell. Wondering where you guys think these players are going to go in this year's draft. Am I a little crazy if I got a little too much money on the Sewell over at 5.5 and Slater being the first offensive lineman taken?
No, it's not crazy. It's not crazy. There's teams who have it graded separately. They've got it. I think Slater and Sewell. I think Slater's actually a better player right now, but Sewell just has bigger upside. But I don't think you're crazy. It's more of a long shot, but you got action. You got value on Slater, so. And I think over 5.5 is not bad at all. Obviously, this is just literally, you know, I could see him going past 6.5. I could see him getting past the Dolphins at 6. So, yeah, I think you're okay with the 5.5. I mean, look, you could lose. It's bounced between Jamar Chase and luckily no one has heard anything. So I honestly have no idea. Usually I get a little whispers here or there about some of these picks. I got nothing coming out of Cincinnati. So, I think you got a shot. I hope you win it. Let me just say that. I hope you win.
Why
over,
do you hope that?
Over 5.5? Because the guy listens to us from Connecticut.
Oh.
And I like the fact that he does that. You know?
Okay. Oh, I thought great. You had maybe something in line in terms of a bet as well.
No, I want a Connecticut listener to win. Oh. It's about time they won.
That's what.
Yep.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's about. Not, always is. Always nothing, has been.
That's all you care about.
That's all I care about.
All right. Will Deshaun Watson be traded today?
To who?
No.
For what?
To is
who?
That a, for is what? That a question that's or is that question. Someplace you can bet on that?
No. No. That's a question.
He can't.
Why?
How are you going to trade for Deshaun Watson? You don't know. Why would you trade him if you're the Texans? I would blast the Texans if they traded him today for anything less than 3 ones and another pick. I would annihilate them.
you would destroy all their hopes and dreams.
You can't just give away Deshaun Watson.
No. Well,
you got to wait for this to happen because it is going to go away. This is going to go away. I mean, I don't.
Well,
I don't know why anyone thinks that it wouldn't, but this is going to go away.
Well, we don't know if those criminal charges are an actual real thing. Then there's a chance it doesn't go away. If those cases remain open, right?
The criminal investigation. Yeah. I guess we haven't heard anything.
Yeah,
it's been really quiet on all the fronts, hasn't it?
Yes, for a little bit now.
Yeah,
which has been a welcome.
That a good respite. Thing or a bad thing?
For who, us or for Deshaun?
Well, for Deshaun.
Well, what's there to talk about? Unless, look, this what Deshaun doesn't want is for four more women to show up, so I guess it's a good thing. But he's still got 22 to deal with, as far as we know.
Well, maybe it means, like Mike Florio said, that behind the scenes they're working out on deals and instead of talking, doing everything through the media.
Is it a good thing for Deshaun that deals have to be cut?
Yes. Well, I mean, yes. I mean, because there's nothing. There's no getting around that, right?
Not according to Rusty Harden. All of these are lies.
Well, they ain't just going away.
For Deshaun's best interest, I remember when I had to file a lawsuit against 610 when I was trying to get out of my contract, when they were sitting me and they were paying me to sit and do nothing while 1560 was going on. John just bolted on them and they didn't challenge him. They just let him go. Uh-huh. Then they decided they were going to fight me. And I remember sitting out, and my lawyer kept fighting with 610, and I kept paying for a lawyer to do. They kept fighting and fighting, and I'm like, at some point I said, "Hey, I want to get like a resolution. Are we supposed to go to a court case? I just want to get out of this." I eventually had to go and really get this done with 610 to get out when I did, which was really I shaved off like 1 month from a non-compete because the lawyers love to fight about stuff and just keep things on the hook.
Yeah.
I'm like, this needs to get to a resolution. I knew for me, it was costing me money. I wanted to get to a resolution and I realized they're not working towards any kind of resolution. My lawyer is being a little bit surly and he's not I want this to get fixed. I want this to get to a resolution. At some point, Deshaun Watson is going to be like, "Hey, Rusty, it's great. I mean, we got to fight this. That's great. But at some point, our end point has to be resolution. And resolution is going to be a payout. That's what it's going to be."
Well,
I'll put that on my mama, my dead grandma who loved basketball. I'll put it on everybody. It's true. Resolution is what it's going to be. And resolution is going to be a payout. That's that. And at some point, you got to start headed down that path. And I don't know. You know, and you got to hope that at some point, you got to make Tony Busby want to head down that path. And Rusty, there's going to have to be something conciliatory in the background. Because if not, we saw how long Antonio Brown stuff took. Now, there was different instances, but at the same time, this is 22. This will take Deshaun Watson forever to get through this stuff. The league is never going to let him play with these things. I shouldn't say that because Antonio Brown played with things standing over his head. But until this gets towards resolution, the league won't let Deshaun play.
We've heard some of the women discuss what his alleged actions did to them. If part of the reconciliation is a public apology, would that hold up things? Where Deshaun has to publicly apologize. Now, he doesn't have to go into specifically what he did because I don't imagine he would. But hey, some of these instances, whatever the legalese and the words have to be written to make it okay for everyone, would a public apology slow this down? Like if the women are like, "No, we're going to need you to at least acknowledge that you did something. We're not going to just play this game where you pretend like, oh, I just paid you money, but just because I wanted you off my back."
Well, nothing criminal, just... "Yeah, I had an issue. I shouldn't have.
I misread or whatever he has to say.
Whatever. I'm going to go get sex therapy, whatever."
Well, yeah, but he's got it. I would think it's in his best interest. He could just ignore it and just go back to work. And I mean, there's a chance he could do that. I think the league, even if the league wants
ain't
him to,
nobody
he doesn't
ignoring
have to be.
This.
What's that?
Ain't nobody ignoring this.
They'll go away. The first city.
It's just going to go away?
Who do you think is going to go after him? You think ESPN's going after him? Deshaun, the cretin, the miscreant. Do you think ESPN's going after him?
That's not really their thing. They don't really play that game.
So that's the most. That's the major media. They're not going to go after him. So who do you think goes after him? I don't think Twitter is already, half of Twitter is defending him already, even with this stuff. When this gets resolved, and if he doesn't ever admit to it, the admission means he, whatever team he goes to, their fans are going to go from, you know how it is, when somebody decommits and then commits to your school, all of a sudden, you know what, this guy, I know I said a lot of bad things about Russell Westbrook, but I actually really like Russell Westbrook now. I know I said, that's the oldest trick in the book. When somebody that you didn't like for another team comes to your team, all of a sudden you like them.
Well,
Deshaun Watson's not going to take any heat wherever he goes. It's going to be national media. And I think Deshaun, that's why I think Deshaun is smart enough to know he's got to do a nat. He's got to do a friendly interview.
That's why I said.
It's going to be Oprah.
Would it? Well, possibly. Would a.
No, Oprah might
maybe
be a little rough.
Maybe Gail King. She interviewed R. Kelly. That's why I asked, would women who are involved in this require, hey, you're just not going to let, we're not going to let you slide by. Sure, you're going to pay us, but then you're going to have to acknowledge what you did.
Oh, yeah.
And will that keep this thing going? Because I don't think he wants to publicly acknowledge anything. If he did something.
He's going to have, listen, even if he doesn't mean it, even if he, whatever, he's going to have to apologize for all this. You have to. You can't just, oh, no, nothing happened. Nothing. There was nothing. Because, you know, as long as you're contrite, as long as you are apologetic, I mean, it means everything.
It means everything.
Everything.
If you show some contrition,
right.
People are real. Because you could legitimately say, I've apologized. What do you want me to do? But he can't apologize. And this is just from a PR standpoint. He cannot apologize for things. His apology has to be one of these apologies that is, I'm sorry that I, you know, not I'm sorry. It's going to be, I want to acknowledge that I have an issue that I need to work on. I think I need to get better with my, you know, while I was accused of things that I absolutely categorically deny, I do recognize that my behavior was not always appropriate. And some of the things, and I may have misconstrued things, and there may have been others who misconstrued, you know, things that I said or did, but that's no excuse. I need to get better. It's that kind of thing. Once he does that, you know, I think he's going to be good. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to. This is not going to last forever.
Look at the difference between Andy Pettit and Roger Clemens. I mean.
Oh, night and day.
Night and day. Everybody's like, oh, he apologized. Yeah, you know what? I wanted to get back and healthy. I'm sorry. You know, that's all. That's the reason I did. Roger goes to Congress and fights him in a trial against the United States government. And it's night and day.
And he's just like, oh, I didn't even know. Like, yeah. They gave me something else. I didn't even know. Yeah, I took steroids, but
I just
definitely
wanted to get back.
I did that because it was supposed to be the kind that made me get back from an injury quicker. You know what they said? That's fine, Andy.
Yeah,
we
believe you. You're a good guy. And people didn't like Roger.
And
to
Roger
begin
goes,
with.
My wife did it.
Well, the other thing is, Roger wasn't all that well liked to begin with.
No,
like Andy didn't have these issues. Alleged issues.
Roger fought
did.
It, and yeah. It's just like Mason yesterday. He was trying to lie about eating.
Like what?
My son Mason, he kept lying about eating macaroni and cheese, and we knew he ate the macaroni and cheese before dinner. He snuck it. He just needed
to. He was hungry.
But he just needed to admit
to it. Why are you being
it.
Like Raheel?
We had a
keeping
big thing.
Your kids from eating.
Yeah.
No, we had a
sounds
big ass.
Like
oh, trust me. We're not keeping. We're not preventing him from eating. It's taking. If he has to get his own
he's
chips
skinny.
Or whatever.
He
here's
seems
the
malnourished.
Deal. Here's the deal. Mason wouldn't admit to it. Just admit to it. Don't lie. The lie is going to get you
no,
in more
you
trouble.
Always
and Roger
denied.
Just refused to come off that one.
We got a tweet from someone about the apology in regards to money. Would Deshaun pay extra not to have to acknowledge it publicly? Like, these women are like, no, you're going to have to come out with the apology. I'll just cut you some extra
here's 20,000
money.
More.
Yeah, so I don't have to.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Well, I asked what Deshaun would do.
I'll take 20,000 more.
Now I know what you would take. I'm saying, would Deshaun be willing to? It's going to cost you some extra bucks if you're not going to publicly admit to anything.
713-780-3785 ESPN 97.5.
Hey, when we come back, I want to ask about sports. More and more sports franchises are looking at vaccinated versus non-vaccinated fan sections. Yep. So I want to get into that. when we come back. It's 8:45 right here. I want to tell you about Generator Supercenter and the way that they are helping you right now. If you don't have a job right now, and you're a technician or an electrician, maybe you're a sales rep. Did you know that Generator Supercenter right now has never been busier? They're selling so many generators, and they've asked that I tell you that they have positions open. They want you to reach out to them and contact them. I know our signal travels great to Beaumont. Good news, Generator Supercenter is in Beaumont, of course, because that's an area that we have a lot of power outages. It makes sense. There's one in College Station. There's one right here in Houston. So reach out to your local representatives when you go to Generator Supercenter and say, hey, or GeneratorSupercenter.com, and say, hey, I heard on the radio that you guys may have positions available. I want to check into that, because they want you as part of their workforce. Of course, it's the best spot to get your standalone generators, but it also is a place that is really busy right now, and this could mean money in your pocket. Make sure that you contact my friends over at GeneratorSupercenter.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John, you just missed something rather entertaining. Lance, I guess, gave out the station's number to call in and talk about the draft. And we had someone call in thinking they were going to get to talk directly to Lance. So the guy calls
My tweet said, I'm doing a draft AMA, which is Ask Me Anything. You can call and be part of it, 713-780. Well, first I said 3376, and some guy goes, hey, that's wrong number. I realized, oh, I better delete that. And then I said 3776.
Okay.
And so...
Well, why were you talking to him on your phone?
I wasn't.
He tweeted it
that's
out.
That's the thing.
Oh.
And the guy called in expecting to talk directly to Lance, because I guess maybe the tweet wasn't explanatory.
It was a radio station.
Did you tell people it was a radio station?
No.
Oh, then okay. The guy called in thinking he was going to talk directly to Lance, and he goes, Mrs. Zierlein? I was like, no. If you want to talk to Lance, he doesn't answer the phones directly, but if you want to get on the show, you can talk to him. And I go, what's your name? He goes, Terrence. I go, what do you want to talk about? He goes, hold on. One beat, two beat, and then he hung up. Lance, maybe... maybe change the tweet, because people think they're going to get to talk directly to you.
Yo, here's my number. Give me a shout.
No, but he doesn't know he's calling the radio station. He thinks he gets to talk to Lance on the phone, like his actual phone.
Well, why would someone want to talk to him on the phone when they can talk to all three of us?
But he didn't explain it that way.
Uh-huh.
He said he's doing a draft.
I made it just sound like
you get
a
3-in-1 deal.
But I made it. People who don't listen to the show, but he has I don't understand his reach, but he has a reach larger than just Houston radio. People follow him for draft stuff. So this guy just thinks he's talking to Lance on his phone.
No, I'll get you on the show. Huh?
Tell people.
What is this show
working?
I'm not gonna tell
him. You just want people to call the number.
Yo, hit me up at my personal number.
Yeah, maybe you should give out the right number though. That'd be great.
The second time around.
Oh, the second time was a much better.
So I've got a list here of, I guess it was posted in NFL draft, of 20 diamonds in the rough. Nick Bolton, linebacker, Missouri.
Yeah, kind of slow.
Ian Book, quarterback, Notre Dame.
That's a lie. Whoever wrote that is lying to you.
Spencer Brown, offensive tackle, Northern Iowa.
Yep. He'll be drafted in the second round, so I don't know about diamonds.
Diamonds in the rough.
Late second, early third.
Sam Cosmi.
Is he a diamond in the rough?
I guess. That's what they're saying.
I think Sam's got a chance.
Why is the second rounder really a diamond in the rough?
That's not really a diamond in the rough.
No. Creed Unless Humphrey. Offense,
diamonds in the rough? These guys are, what are they? These are all Americans.
Elijah Moore?
This isn't a real list.
This is.
Diamonds in the rough. A bunch of first and second rounders.
Yeah. Diamonds in the rough.
Who wrote this?
It was posted on... NFL draft? I don't know.
Okay.
who posted? Oh, who wrote this? Seth Trackman.
These are all guys who are going to be like in the first 70 picks.
Yeah. No. These are diamonds in the rough.
That article is as bad as your tweet.
Yeah. I don't know which
My
is
tweet
worse.
Was great. It was intentionally tricky.
Kellen Mond. That's a diamond
in the
rough.
Yeah, I put Kellen would be, he would qualify at least.
How many quarterbacks will be drafted?
Four, nine.
So the five.
The three. Trask, Davis Mills, Kellen Mond, and Ian Book.
And Ian Book will be drafted.
Yeah, because the Raiders have a nut for him.
Whoa.
That's nuts.
You have to...
It's subtle enough. You don't really understand what I'm saying. And so I don't think Sam Ehlinger gets drafted. He falls out.
And there's nobody else?
Maybe 10. No, I mean, it's, no one's gone. Jamie Newman, Felipe Franks.
Is Zach Smith in this?
Shane Bouchel. The ones who are mentioned are Shane... No, he's in the draft.
Oh, no, Shane Bouchel, yeah. No?
Shane Bouchel, Peyton Ramsey. Okay. Shane Bouchel, Peyton Ramsey, Felipe Franks, Jamie Newman. All four of those guys, along with Sam Ehlinger, could get drafted. There might be 10. There might be 10. Maybe one of those guys gets drafted. We'll see. The Peyton Ramsey kid sometime was a little bit interesting. He came from Indiana, then went to Northwestern, but ultimately I just couldn't. There was some good stuff, but then ultimately there's just not enough good stuff, so I stayed away from him. Shane Bouchel, I just think physically he's just not impressive enough to get drafted personally. I think he's a good football player, good college player. We'll see what happens as a pro, but just physically, like Felipe Franks is a physical, he and Jamie Newman are imposing physical specimens for being quarterbacks, so it's a little different. Art asked if Tyrod Taylor is going to take over Deshaun's spot in the HEB commercials. I don't think it's bequeathed to the next quarterback. Right? That's not how that works. Because it went from DeAndre Hopkins to Justin Reed, safety. It didn't go from DeAndre Hopkins to, like, Brandon Cooks.
I thought it was like you're ordained by God to be an HEB commercial.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Well.
I might be wrong, actually, because it was Brock Osweiler.
Brock was in there.
And it didn't go, did go to Deshaun. Maybe speaking
to her.
Did
it go to Tom Savage?
He only started for half a
game. Nah.
Half a game.
A half.
He started for half a game.
Do y'all remember that time we paid Brock Osweiler?
Yeah. That was awesome.
And you gave up
$17 million a year?
Yeah. You had to give up a pick to get rid of him.
$36 million guaranteed? That was
just
fun.
Like Carolina had to literally.
Remember you had to give up a second rounder for him?
Carolina Carolina had to pay a chunk of Teddy Bridgewater's salary to get rid of him.
Well, Dolphins did it with Eric Flowers, too.
Houston did for Clowney because, you know, you have to pay to get rid of Clowney and then only get a third.
Yeah. If the Astros get a couple more wins in those COVID games, they're fifth. Jackie, they got the break last night, but they've also given at least one away. That'll happen. Jackie, they were not winning any of those COVID games. They sucked. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get three hits in Colorado. They sucked.
Can you tell us the last time you've agreed with anything Jackie's tweeted?
Never. Well, it's hard to agree. I mean,
he's not.
It's funny. Females talking about. Route.
I got to explain that people who just kind of flit in and out don't know that Jackie's an actual dude. So it actually sounds like you're just taking a shot at a woman for no reason.
Well, is she? What?
Not everyone knows everything we do here.
Oh. Well, it's just funny hearing Jackie talk about COVID.
It's funny to hear a female talk
and
about
baseball records.
Route. I know. We all have this kind of opinion.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
By the way. That's my favorite part. By the way.
On TV talking
all
reckless.
Did you see Bryce Harper get hit in the face?
That was ugly.
Yeah, it was bad.
Did you see the Milwaukee game?
Yeah, Craig Counsell wasn't thrilled.
Holy crap. Craig Counsell was, I mean, and I can't blame him. So a guy hits a brown ball up the first base side. The pitcher catches it and is running along and underhands it to the first baseman. And this umpire calls it and says that the pitcher interfered with the runner running up the baseline when he had zero chance of making it. Zero. And the base runner was inside the baseline.
It was a terrible call.
It was one of the worst calls I've ever
seen. The obstruction call. And to this day, they're sitting there. You know, they said after the game, we don't even know how this is how we possibly had this go against us.
Man. That was the worst call I've ever seen. Ever. That was awful. So Bryce Harper got hit in the face. The Cardinals pitcher came back and hit somebody from the Phillies.
Yeah. Hit him in a doinked him in the upper back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
so
where
the
you
Phillies were just catching it yesterday from the Cardinals.
But that's where you
I mean, that was two. I mean, the Phillies were just throwing at as we're getting thrown at yesterday by the Cardinals. This could escalate into something today. Are they playing today?
You think there's warnings?
Today? Thursday? Oh, it might, that might have been a getaway game. I don't know what, what the two schedules are. But you know the Phillies are coming back at them with two guys. One got hit up right under his shoulder blade, and the other one got hit in the face.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Getting hit in the back is, you know, that happens. But so I mentioned this. Maybe we can tie a bow on it. Maybe we do it in a 9 o'clock hour also, but probably 9 o'clock hour. When we come back, I want to mention this. Greg wants to talk about Dolphins. If you guys have a draft question, you want to talk about your Astros, you can talk about Rockets if you like. 713-780-3776. But there are already places that are doing fully vaccinated sections of the stands. And you can do that because you're not at 100%. But I want to talk about the potential for seeing that in Houston. And
I just let's
think
go.
That,
let's do
I
it.
Think there's some funny things that we can get into with
let's,
that as well.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm all for it. Okay. If those of you, I don't want to be around you people if you ain't vaccinated.
Dirty ass, trash ass people.
Yeah, dirty ass, trash ass people.
We can put you in your own little small city.
Yeah, 857 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.